Today's daf is Memtes in Maseches Sota. You hear the echo of my voice. Baruch Hashem, that's a sign for those of us who've been merited to learn together for a while that I'm learning from the old city where we have these, in the Tivaria, we have these vaulted ceilings. And I'm zochet to learn this with you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. And it's a special moment that our learning continues from Eretz Yisrael as we're finishing the last daf in Maseches Sota together. Our daf is going to continue with the Agadita of both Golus as well as Geula. That is was the subject of the previous Mishnah, Daf Memches, Mishibot HaSanhedrin, different things that disappear. Now we're going to continue on the bottom of Chesem Beis, about 8 lines from the bottom, from Nofes Tzufim, about honey that was lost and other things that were profound in Klal Yisrael's experience. Then we're going to have another Mishnah that's going to continue on other Gzeros that were introduced to Klal Yisrael to remind ourselves of the Churban. Here in Yerushalayim, we have those halachos as well, different minhagim that were advanced from our Gemara. For example, today in weddings in Yerushalayim, we still don't have music played, which we had discussed on Daf Mem Vav, that Gezeira. And then we're going to conclude the Masechta, recognizing with the death of many Talmidei Chachamim that are mentioned in the Gemara, comes with it the end of dynasties, the end of generations, the end of Balei Madrega. And that's how Maseches Sota is going to conclude. So let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up 10 lines from the bottom of Chesem Beis V'Nofes Tzufim. The Mishnah told us in the bottom of Chesem and Aleph that with the Bitlos Sanhedrin, then there was a special honey called Nofes Tzufim that was used and celebrated as having a special tam and rare special taste and smell. We sing that Torah is sweeter Midvash v'nofes tzufim, but that nofes tzufim had become bottled when the Senate was bottled. My nofes tzufim, Amar Rav Solas, shetzapa al gabe nafa. It is referring to actually a flower that is so thick that it gets stuck to the edges of utensils. V'doma l'isa shenilusha bedvash v'shemen. And the reason why it's referred to as something that's honey-like is because it attaches like honey and oil. V'levi yomer shteki karas hanidbakos hatanu. We're talking about a person that bakes, that they bake the loaves, rise so much, and they are stuck to the walls of the oven. Tufchos umbos achimigiyazu lazu. And they blow up, and they rise so beautifully. My wife asked me a couple weeks ago, Davin, that the challah should rise. So once upon a time, rise nicely. So once upon a time, they would rise very nicely before the Sanhedrin was bothered. Reb Shulam and Levi Amar Zed Vash. Reb Shulam and Levi gives the standard explanation. It is honey haba min hatzipia. They came from a high, areas are high up. In modern day Hebrew, a tzipia is an area where a lookout. So dvash that came from an eye area that was high up. My mashma, where do you know that the honey that comes from high areas are the best? Kidimatargim Rav Sheshes, as Rav Sheshes taught, kamad initazon bibriyasa, that just like the bees feed off the shatim beruma alma. They fly up to high places, umatian duvsha mi isva turi, and they bring these honey to these high places. In other words, that the healthiest bees go high up and they bring the best honey to those places. Tanan Hasam. We learned over there the Masoret HaShas tells us is a Mishnah in Machshirin, Perakei Mishnah Tes. Kol anitzok tohar. Anything that pours from a kli tar into a kli tame is going to be tar. What we mean is the part that remains in the kli tar. Now, in halacha, in many different areas, in Hilchos Kashrus, in Hilchos Shabbos, we often have a question of how we look at something that's poured. Some of you might be familiar with the sugya of Irui Kli Rishon. So how do we look at something that's poured? Do we look at it as being attached to the original source? So over here, it goes like this. In Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, we assume that what, let's say I'm pouring from a Kli Tahor into a Kli Tameh, I assume that whatever remains in the Kli Tahor is still Tahor. Whatever went out and goes into the Kli Tameh is Tameh. And I don't view the Nitzok, the pouring, as an attachment. Think of it like an electric shock attachment that I'm attaching. There's a moment in which the pour, the liquid, reaches the Kli Tameh. It's still part of the flow from the Kli Tahor. So maybe it makes everything in the Kli Tahor Tameh as well. So halacha is, as a rule, it doesn't. Kol Nitzok Tahor, but there's two exceptions. Those two exceptions are things that are so thick that we look at them not as a liquid, but as a semi-solid. Chutz mitvash zifim v'atzvichim. The exception is dvash zifim v'atzvichim. Now, dvash tzvichim, so that refers to honey cones. What is zifim? My zifim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, dvashim is zifim. It is a form of honey that you could mix water with wine, and they will not notice that you've added water or wine into the honey because the honey is so thick. That's mezayfin bo, means that you could fool people that it's not 100% honey. For Rishlagish Amar al Shemi Koma, Rishlagish says it refers to a pasuk, Kiddich Siv, as the pasuk in Yehoshua says, Zif vitelem uva alos. This is Yehoshua describing different places in Arzenu HaKdosha. Kayotze B'davar Atar Omer, Bibo HaZifin. We find this place also mentioned in Tehillim. Vayomer l'Shaul, hello David. In describing the encounter between Shaul and David, Zifim is mentioned. My Zifim, our Rabbi Yochanan, may Adam ha-mizayfim b'divrayim. Zifim refers to a place where people are dishonest. Just like we mentioned that the Dvash could be not entirely 100% Dvash and could be dishonest in the sense that it's not real Dvash, 100% Dvash. So too there, they were dishonest. Rabbi Lazar Amal Shem, come to Chsiv, Zif Vitelem Uvala. Says the Machlokis, whether it's referring to people that are dishonest in that Pasuk in Tehillim, or referring to a particular case. We also mentioned that when the Sanhedrin was batal, so then Anashim of Emuna, Upasku Anshe Emuna, people who were believable and believed, became batal. Amar Yitzchak, Elu b'nei Adam, Shehein Maminim b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. People who have emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though the word here is amana, amana could mean people you could trust. Here it means that they trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sanya, Rebbe Lezai, go to the Lomer. Kol Mishiyesh Le'pas B'Sali, whoever has bread in his basket. V'Amar Mai Ochel Mocher, Mocher, and he says, what am I going to eat tomorrow? In other words, he's already worrying about tomorrow when he has food today. Ela Mekatnei Emuna. These are people who don't have a full emuna. V'Hainu Dam Rav Losa Mai Dechsiv. What does the pasuk mean in Zechariah? Ki mi vaz liyom ketanus. Who is... The simple meaning of the pasuk is something that we've discussed in the past, and that is that Bayis Sheni was Yom Ketanos. The pasuk there is referring to Zerubbabel, who is a code word for Ezra, as when he solidified Yistu Abayis, the pasuk says prior to that in Zechariah Dalit, that it was a small day for those who had been Zelcha to see Bayis Rishon. It looked quite small. However, Chazal over here darshin kimi vaziyom katnus migarim letzadik shispazmim shulchanan lasilava. What's going to cause tzadikim to look down on what they're going to receive in the future? Katnus, those are people who are small, shahayaben, that they were limited. Shelo eminu beHakadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't believe entirely for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, even a tzaddik could be mikatnei emuna, that he could be worrying too much about how he's going to eat tomorrow, and therefore ki mi vazliom katnus, he is being mevazet the day la'asid because he's falling into the state of katnus. In Kabbalah, there's an expression of katnus hamoichin, and that is a very constrained perspective where he's not seeing big picture. I'm recording this in the Tivaryeh, and one of the things I've learned from the Rosh Yeshiva Rabina is he always emphasizes to see things in the big picture. And Katnus HaMochin is something that sometimes people are guilty of. Rav Amar, Eil Ktanei Bnei Rishai Yisrael. This is referring to the children of Rishayim. Mefarshim add that passed away. Shemivazvizin Dinaviyim La'asid Lava. Due to their passing, they actually destroy the bad Zardin for their parents in Shemayim. Amrim Lefanav, that they come with their neshamas, the neshamas of these children, to defend their parents. And they say, Me'achar, Amrim Lefanav, Rebbeinu Shel, Me'achar She'ata Asid Li Parameyen, if you were going to punish them in Gehenim, Lamei Kisa Shnehem, why did you blunt their teeth? In other words, cause them this terrible pain by causing their children to die. Amar Eliyahu ben Yevrachya, Ilmalei Tfilaso Shel David, if not for the Tfilos of David, that we're going to see in a moment what that is referring to, Hayukol Yisrael Mochrei Ravov, and all Bnei Yisrael would be like those cheap peddlers, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Shisa Hashem Moira Lohem. Rashi points out that the Pasuk prior to that says, Ki loy the netzach yishkach evion tikvas anovim tovad la'ad, referring to Klal Yisrael as poor. So the concluding part of the Pasuk is, Ten lo'en moros lo'osan aniyim, Rashi explains, Osher, those who are poor, give them wealth. Shu'a goyim no'egim em kavod, that the goyim should treat them with kavod. V'yedu a goyim she'en enosh, ve'enem elokus, she'en kol ha'kavod v'agdula shelahem. To put the goyim in the right place, that they're not gods, and therefore they'll give Klal Yisrael the appropriate kavod. So David asked that since, even though Klal Yisrael are like Mochrei Ravov, people who sell cheap things and all the ugly stuff gets stuck to them, nevertheless, give them the appropriate Mora from the Goyim. Vamar Biloi Bar Yivrachio, Ilmolei Tfilaso Shel Chabakuk, Fnaf the Tfilah of Chabakuk, Hoyishnei Talmidechom Mischasim Bitalis Achas, Vo'oiskim Bitoire. You would need two Talmidei Chachamim, only have one talis to share amongst them to be Osek in Torah. In other words, that Torah would have been learned in absolute poverty. I can't imagine myself being learning Torah today if not for Chabakuk. I wouldn't have had the stamina. Shenema Hashem Shamati Shemacha Yireisi Hashem Polacha Bekerev Shonim Chayehu Bikerev Shonim Taidia, Biroiges Rachim Tizkor. The literal meaning of the Pasuk, Hashem Shamati Shemacha Yireisi, is that I've heard your news of impending exile, and I was afraid. Chazal Darshin as follows. On the words, Bikerev Shonim Chayehu, keep me alive in midst of the years, in other words, in midst of the years of Golos, Chazal Darshin, Al Tikra Bikerev Shonim. Don't read those words as Bekerev Shanim, but rather Bekerev, Ela Bekerev Shnayim, that the learning amongst two, Ela Bekerev Shnayim. Ve'omer Rabbi Loi, what does that mean? Bar B'rachya, Shnei Talmidei Chacham Mahalchem Miderech. It's making reference to two Talmidei Chachamim, and we're going to have the famous memra about two Talmidei Chachamim who are walking along the way. So originally, Chavakuk Davins, that for those who are Bikerev Shinayim, those who are learning together, Chayehu, make them live. In other words, make them live a little bit better, that they don't have to live in poverty. This, of course, reminds us of Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Malchim Derech Vein Bnei Divrei Teira, Ru'in Li Sarit Be'esh. So this expression of Shnayim, as referring to two Talmidei Chachamim, is also two Talmidei Chachamim that are walking together. If they don't discuss Torah, then it's appropriate for them to be consumed by fire. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Malachim, Vayi hei maholchim halach v'diber v'hine rechev esh. This is when Elio parts from Elisha in the chariot of fire, etc. Taimadika dibur. The only reason that the chariot came and took Elio up is because they were speaking, presumably speaking in Torah. But if they're not speaking in Torah, then they deserve to be burnt. If you have two Talmid Chacham that live in the same city, and they don't engender each other. In other words, they don't engender their relationship. They don't involve their relationship with Divrei Torah. So then that's a bad thing. One of them will die and one of them will go to Golos. Someone will go to Golos when he murders his friend without Das. So of course, Bivli Das, Al Pi Halacha means, this is the parasha of Rotzeach B'Shogeg, he didn't intend to murder him. Chazal Darshin, Vein Das El Teira, Shnemar, as the Pasuk says in Hosea, Nidmu Ami Mibli Hadas. That refers to a nation without Torah. If a Talmid Chacham involves himself in Torah during difficult times, means poverty, then his tefillah will be heard. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Ki amitzi in Yashav Yerushalayim, b'choy lo yisivke chanun, yachnecha lekol zakecha, ki shamasai anach." That Kadosh Baruch Hu hears the cry of those who are poor. Now, who is amitzi in Yashav? Rashi explains, "Elu Yashav Yeshivas Torah." This is referring to in Ambit Zion. What else is here in Zion? It's not a very special place unless it's a place of Torah. Uksiv Vasrei, and the pasuk afterwards says that person calls out, V'nasa Hashem lechem lechem tzaru mayim lachatz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him his basic sustenance. But at the same time, he lives in very, very modest, in a modest way. Lechem tzaru mayim lachatz. He has a very little food. So the pasuk said prior to that, the drasha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Chanun Yochnecha L'Kol Zakecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear his cry. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears his cry, so then why is he still eating very simple food and not a lot of food? The answer is he doesn't cry out for more gashmis. He cries out for others. He cries out to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Rabbi Vo Oimir Masbin Oisoi Miziv Ashchinim. He gets his sustenance from the Shekhinah itself. Shenema vayu inecha royois es mayrecha. Your eyes will see literally your teachers, but here morecha refers to the Shekhinah itself, that he will receive sustenance from the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah will support him. He will get energy from the Shekhinah. Rabbah Barach Nina Amar, Ein Af Ein Apargud Nidol B'Fanav. And the curtain doesn't get locked in front of him. In other words, the curtain between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein apargud nino b'fanav, shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, v'loy yikonev oid moirecha. And your moire, here is referring to the Shekhinah, will not cover up in front of you. We learn at the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we learned in the Mishnah in Chesamet Aleph, that the day Rabbi Shimon Gamliel taught that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, then there was not a single day that there wasn't klala. Amar Rava, b'chol yom v'yom ruba klala s'mishach avero. Rava says, not only is every day klala, but every day the klala is even greater. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, b'boker mi'itein erev, u'be'erev, Toimar mi'itein boker. That's the pasuk from the Tochacha in Parshas Kisavo that we're looking for the next day, and the next day we're looking for the next day. Constantly looking for the klalos to pass. Analyze the Gemara. Hai boker. Which boker? Ile emar boker de lemachar miyada mayhave el de chalif. Rather, he wants to go back. In other words, there's no reason he would want the next day to come. But rather, he wants to go back to the previous day, because the previous day wasn't as bad as the next day. The clothes get worse and worse. Ve'la alma amayka mikayim. So what does the world sustain itself if the klalos are getting worse? So says the Gemara, akidusha desidra. A very, very interesting teretz. Let's take a look at Rashi. Kedusha desidra is an expression that we use. The Kiddush of the Seder is an expression that we use for Volatzion that we say after davening as well as at the end of Ma'ariv. And Rashi adds a very, very important thing. Rav Nevenzal Shlita told me a few halachos based on this Rashi. Rashi says, a kedusha the sidra seder kedusha shalotik nua elish yu kol yisrael oskim b'tarah b'chol yom dvar mut. It was kedusha that was given so that Klal Yisrael would learn a little bit of Torah, she'omer kriyasa v'tigmua, that they should say kadosh, 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 and translate, v'hein koskim b'torah, and that's the z'chus, even though they can't do anything more, v'kivun she'noeg b'chol Yisrael b'talmidum ba'amei aretz, v'yeshkan sh'tayim, kedusha Hashem v'talmid Torah, it's both kedusha Hashem, kadosh, 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 Hashem tzavakos, as well as Talmud Torah, because it comes from the Navi Yecheskel, chavivu. That's Dior Ta'kodesh Baruch Hu. Rashi then goes on and says the same applies to Yeheshmei Rabbah, which is said after learning, which has both Torah and Kedusha Hashem, particularly what we call Kaddish Derabbanan. As the Gemara itself points out, and Yeheshmei Rabbah that said after learning of Agadita. This is a discussion in the poskim in Halacha Lemaisa that the Gemara says to say Kaddish after Agadita, not after regular Halacha. And that is why many Rabbanim will say, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael, and when they conclude a shir before they say Kaddish, because really Yeheshmei Rabbah goes on Agata. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Eretz Eifsa Kemoi Ofel, Tzalmoves V'loi Sidar V'atofa Kemo Ofel. There will be terrible things if you have V'lo Sidarim, but Hayesh Sidarim, but if you have the Sidarim of the Seder Parshios HaTorah, so then Tofia Me'ofel, then you will be saved from the darkness, Ofel is darkness, of Golos. So Rabosai, this is a tremendous chizuk. As we finish Bezer Hashem today, our daf, we got quite a bit more to go, but it's a tremendous chizuk for us, even though that there's part of our daf Yomi that might have something that's lacking. Nevertheless, a Kedusha de Sidra of what Rashi describes of Kedushas Hashem v'Talmud Torah daily is something that protects us from the Chevelei Mashiach. And from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was no tal bracha, no real taste of fruits. Tanya Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, tahara batla, tam v'reach. Because tahara was batla and klal Yisrael and tam and reach was batla. Meiser, because meiser was batla, bitel shuman dagan, the fat of the harvest was batla. Rav Huna Ashkach tumrasa. He found a particular type of date. Shekalo karcha besudre. Excuse me, shakla. He took it karcha besudre and he wrapped it in a napkin. Asa rava rabba bray. Amalei ruchan yurecha dechaninyusa. Amalei bini tari yesh becha. He said, "Wow, you were able to smell that this is that type of fruit. So that's a simin that you have tahara." That's what Rabba the son of Rav Huna noticed, that it has a smell. So Rava says that you must have tahara, that you notice. Yavana le, and it's been given to you because that you had this madrega of tahara, and therefore also says Rav Huna, I'm giving you the fruits. Adahachi asa Abba Bray. Then Abba, the son of Rabba, the grandson of Rav Huna, shakla yavana le. When his son, Rabba's son Abba came, Rabba gave him the fruits. Amar Le, Rav Huna said to Rabba, his son, "Bini samachtes libi, you rejoice my heart. V'kisei esheni. At the same time, you blunted my teeth. You hurt me." In other words, that you gave that fruit to your son, and you didn't give the fruit to me. Haini da amri inshi, and that's what people say. Rachme da abna. The Rachmanos of the father Abni, Racham de Bni Abni de Havile. So the father has Rachmanos on his son, but instead of getting it back, the son gives it to the next generation. Rav Acha bar Yaakov itbel bay b'Rav Yaakov bar Barte. Rav Acha bar Yaakov had a grandson, Rav Yaakov, the son of his daughter, Kigoda, when he got bid, Amarle. So Rav Acha said to him, Ashkin Maya, please give me water to drink. He said, well, I'm not chayim and kibud avim. And hence another saying, wow, it's a pretty awful response. V'hainu da'amri inshi, Rabbi, raise me. He asks the grandfather to raise him. And then he says, Barbar techano. Then when it comes to giving back, he says, I'm only your grandson, the son of your daughter. The Gemara goes on with a new Mishnah, continuing with the destruction and the negative things of Chorban that come along with it, and the Chizuk for us as we sit. Be'ikvasa de Mashicha. Be'pumus shel aspainus. The general, Pumus, when he came to Yerushalayim, to see Yerushalayim, Gazru al Ataros Chasanim, Chazal then made a gzeira on Ataros Chasanim, the Iros, Val Iros. We're going to see that refers to a special crown that Chasanim would wear. Bipumus shel Titus, and then when Titus came and set siege to Yerushalayim, Gazru al Ataros Kalos. They made a gzeira not only on the Atara of the Chasam, but also the Kala. V'shelo yilamed Adam es b'noi yivonis. And that a person should not teach his son Greek because of the terrible impact Greek had on Klal Yisrael. What an amazing thing that I'm learning this with you. We're being Messiah on Zayis Chanukah of Tashrin Ayin Vav, the Masechta. And here there's a reference to yivonis. The way I looked out the window over here in the Kotel is full. It's the last hour or so before Shkia, and people are coming last minute to daven on Zos Chanukah. And on Zos Chanukah, we commemorate our ability to not be affected by the secular Greek culture that's around us, the negative parts. Bepulmos Achron, Gazru Shalotetze Akalabat Pirion. And then the last siege that is sent, we're going to see that there were two sieges. One, the first one was Hyrcanus, which was 52 years after Pumas of Espinus. And then there was the final siege before Yerushalayim was destroyed. And then the Gzeira was Shalotetze Akala Bapirion, B'Tochair, that Akala should not go out with a whole canopy draped around her. But the Chachamim were matir that gezerah, that far to hold back from rejoicing from akala that we were making. Mishmeis Rabbi Meir, Batlu Moshle Mosh Mishalim. This is a beautiful Mishnah that describes that with the end of the era of certain Tanoim, certain strengths of Talmid Chachamim were gone. When Rabbi Meir was gone, the ability for to say a mashal was gone. If one takes a look at Rashi doesn't understand the word mashal the way we use the word mashal. Today we use it as a parable. In the time of the Mishnah, according to Rashi, it means to give a logical explanation, to take one into Sharei Bina. That Rabbi Meir had this chachma to be able to give depth to a halacha that afterwards was not revealed. Mishmeis ben Azai batu ha-shakdonim. When Ben Azai died, the Shakdonim disappeared, the ones who really sit and learn with diligence. Mishmeis ben Zoma batu ha-darshan. When Ben Zoma died, the one who are Ardoresh are taken away. Now here, darshanim again is not the way we use colloquially darshanim according to Rashi. Rashi says he was baki b'tamei hamikros, the rationales of the psukim, like we see shelo zachisi shatir mitzis mitzrayim b'leila ad shedarshu ben zoma, that ben zoma knew how to darshan the psukim. We're not talking about drushas today, the way we would translate in English as a sermon. That's not what we're referring to. Mishmeis Rabbi Akiva batal kveid atera. When Rabbi Akiva died, the honor of Torah was lost. Rashi explains, unlike the ability of Ben Zoma of Darshanim, of Tameh HaMikros, where he expounded on the interpretation of the words, here the Kvod HaTorah of Rabbi Akiva was he was Doresh every crown of the Torah. In other words, one could suggest that the reason why this represents Kvoda Torah. Rashi almost says this, and that is that there's nothing in vain in the Torah. Every single component has deep, deep meaning, and Rabbi Akiva showed the honor and the beauty of Torah by expounding on that. Mishmesh Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa batu anshei Maisa. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa died, people of Maisa died. Rashi explains that this is referring to in Tainis, that when there was a certain challenge in Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa caused bears to be brought on the horns of goats, as described in Tainus. That was actually due to the fact that his daughter had lit with vinegar, that vinegar served wine because he was such a anshe mais, he was deserving of miracles. Mishreis Rabbi Yossi Ketanta, Pasku Chasidim. When Rabbi Yossi Ketanta died, Chasidim disappeared. Lama Nikrishmo Katnasa, then why was he called small? The Chas is a great thing. Shai Katnasa Shel Chasidim, he was the smallest amongst the Chasidim, to emphasize what a loss it was. Mishimes Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Batal Ziv HaChachma. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai died, the glory of Chachma was lost. Rashi says he doesn't know exactly what we're referring to, particularly when we say Ziv HaChachma. Rabbi Gamliel Zakkain, Mishimes Rabbi Gamliel Zakkain, Batal Kvoda Torah. Also, the Kvoda Torah was lost. We said that, of course, before about Rabbi Akiva. Here Rashi explains Gemesa Gemara Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph, that there was health in the world, that people were strong, were healthy, and they would learn standing. They were makbid to learn standing. However, when Rabbi Gamliel Azakein died, so we're sitting and learning now, most of us, and that was because we were not as strong as we used to. I have a coffee sitting next to me, I need to take a break, and so on and so forth. Once upon a time, that the glory that people had that they gave to the Torah when they learned, that they showed how beautiful the Torah was, that they did it be'ema b'resas u'bezeya, a little bit of that has been lost. Rabbi Braunschweigel, Me'ag Rav Huah Shalem, used to emphasize how important it is for us to inculcate it to our Talmidim, that when we learn, we should learn with the appropriate kavod and showing the appropriate honor and veneration to Talmidei Chachamim, and that is also how we sit when we learn as well, even if we're no longer standing. Umesa Taharo Precious. And when Rabbi Gamliel died, also purity and precious was also lost. Mishemes Rabbi Shmuel ben Pabi Batl Ziv Kahuna. The glory of Kahuna was lost. He was a wealthy Kohen, and he used to support many Kohanim. Mishemes Rabbi Batl Anova V'yiras Chet. And when Rabbi died, then humility and the fear of sin also disappeared. Tana Rabbana, and the Gemara continues, four lines in the bottom of Memtesam and Alpinchas, Ben Yoraim, Mishchar, Beis HaMikdash, Boishu Chaverim, and Chaverim, who are makbid on the halachos of Tumah V'Tahara, became ridiculed. V'u B'nei Chorin, and those people who are free and don't have a din eved. In other words, the Avodim began to be mezalzel on the chashivus of the yichus of Klal Yisrael, because they didn't have the ichus. V'chafu rosham, and they began to make ugly the heads of the miyuchasim. Mefarshim explained, because the mamzerim had become very powerful. V'nidaldulu anshei maisa, and they began to denigrate people of great actions. Govru bali zroa bali loshon, and people who spoke loshon hara and were pushy and violent, they were the ones who took over. In other words, the softness of Torah was lost. Ve'ein doresh ve'ein mevakesh, and there was no one that searched for the real Klal Yisrael or asked for mercy. Ve'ein shoel, and there was no one who asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al mi lanu lishayin ela avinu shebashemayim. We can't rely even on any tzaddikim to daven for us. The only thing we have left is to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Rabbi Elazar Gadol Ein Mirim Shechar Beis HaMikdash Shari Chachima Lemihavi Kisafra, that the Chachamim went down to being the Madrega of Malamde Tinokos. The Sefaria and the Rabbeim Kichazanya, they went down to assistants. The Chazanya Kamadara, and now the assistants were like the Amei Aretz who didn't know anything. The Amadara Azal Adildala, and even the Amei Aretz went so down. The Ein Shoel, the Ein Mevakish, and there's no one to ask for help. Ein Vakesh Ami Yesh Lishan Alavinu Shebashamayim. The only thing we rely on is that Kadosh Baruch Hu. Here comes a famous line, two lines on the top. Amim Tesam Abeis, Beikvisa Meshicha Chutz Bayaski. when Mashiach's time comes closer, chutzpah is going to rise. There'll be more mechutzafim. That's when, if you ever encounter chutzpah, a chizuk in that encounter, you say, wait, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me a sign that there is a geula. V'yokir yamir, hagefen tachas pirya hayayim biyokir. And it will raise itself up and be dear, and the wine of the grape will be valuable. In other words, there'll be chutzpah and drinking. U'malchus tapoch l'minus. And the empires will turn to apikorsis. Ve'in tochos beis vad. Ve'in tochachos. And there will be no one who will be able to give them mussar. Period. Beis vad yos l'znus. A place that was once a meeting of chachma will turn to znus. Think about the college campuses, which are supposed to be halls of wisdom, will turn to znus. Va'galil yecharev. And the north in Eretz Yisrael will be destroyed. Vagavlam, which is a place, the Yoshem, that will be destroyed as well. Vanshevul Yisovu Meir Lir, and people on the borders of Eretz Yisrael will move from city to city. V'lo Yichonenu, and they won't be accepted. Sounds like Gush Katif. V'chachamos Sofrim Tisareach, and the Chachmas of Sofrim will be putrid to people. V'yirechet, and those people who fear sin, yimasa, will be disgusted. V'emes te'inederes, and truth will be lacking. We should all do our best to be mechazek in emes. Na'arim p'nei zekenim yalbinu. Arim will embarrass the zekenim. Zekenim yamdu b'pnei k'tanim. And the zekenim will stand in front of the young ones. Ben minavel, all the son will denigrate the father. Bas kama b'ima, a daughter will stand up and curse her mother. Kala b'chamasa, a daughter-in-law to her mother-in-law. Oive ish anshe besai, and people of the house will become enemies to each other. Pnei dar k'pnei akelev, the face of the generation will be like the face of the dog. Some explain that the leaders who are supposed to lead will be like a dog that looks back to see where its master is leading. Is so, who really is the leader? So the leaders won't really be leading altogether. Haben einem is bayish ba'aviv. The son won't be embarrassed in front of his father. That's an amazing way to end the Mishnah, and that is that there's a certain importance and significance to what is dear that a father is supposed to give to the son, that when the son doesn't always live up to it, at least he should be embarrassed from the father. Now, our Mishnah concludes that the pain of Chevli Mashiach is the son will no longer be embarrassed to his father. All we have left is to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rav Loishanu Ela Shel Melach V'Gofres. This that we learned, that they made the gzera, the ataros chasanim, only refers to those that were made out of salt and sulfur. Aval shel hadas v'shel vered mutar. So the special crown that they didn't make it as permanent as from these minerals, but rather from plants, nice plants, hadas and a rose, is mutar. Shmuel amav shel hadas v'shel vered osir. Shel konim v'shel chayeles mutar. V'levi amar av shel konim v'shel chayeles osir. Shmuel said that even a hadas is too nice, but only out of reeds is acceptable. And then Levi says, even though that is aser, v'chein tana Levi masnisa, av shel kanim shel chayeles aser. V'ala iros. And we learned that the iros is aser. We never truly translate what iros is. My iros, amar Abelazar, tavol d'chad pama. It is a bell that used to be made to sing out, to make a beautiful noise, at the base chasanim. Rabba bar Rav Huna avilei lebrei tanbura. He would make a tanbur, which is very similar to what we have today as a cymbal. Asa avua, actually the word tanbura sounds a little bit like that sound itself. Asa avua tavre. The father of Huna came along and he broke it. Amar Lei, and he explained, Michlef b'tavla d'chad puma, I'm afraid that once you're going to allow this tanbura, then you're going to allow tavla as well, that's asur. Zil, what did he suggest him? Now, this is an interesting thing. What they were using, he thought was aser, but he suggest, and he broke it, but he suggested something else. Avad le'apuma dechatzva, le'apuma dekfiza. Go and put a large hide on top of a barrel, and then, in such a case, then it doesn't make the same soft sound, apuma dekfiza, and that will be acceptable. Bepuma shel titus gazru alataros kalos. In the pumas of Titus, they made a gzeira of ataros kalos, we learned. In other words, once there was that siege, ataros kalos were aser. My ataros kalos. Amar Rabba Barchan, Amar Rabbi Yochan. Ir shel zav. It's a city made out of gold. Tani nami ochi zav ataros kalos, ir shel zav. They used to put on the kala, city of gold. Avul osa asa kipa shel milus. Gold was aser, but if it's made out of milas, which means at a wall, then it's going to be acceptable. Tana afal chupas chasanim gozru. We learned also that later on they said the chupas chasanim is aser. My chupas chasanim, what does that refer to? Zohiris hamuz havos. It is a talis that is made, that is reddish, that has gold inside of it. Elu gold often gives off a reddish tint. Elu en chupas chasanim zahoris hamuzavos. Aval osa papiros. Even though you can't have this beautiful talus drape over them, however, you can make it out of wood, a kippah of wood. The Tola b'kamashir says, as long as it's not gold, then you could hang what you want on top of it. Vishalo yilamides benol yivanis. What an amazing thing. Zois Chanukah. I'm learning with this with you as the Shkia sets in Yerushalayim Erakodesh. Zois Chanukah. As we conclude Chanukah, we conclude the Masechta with the Sugya of Malchus Beis Chashmonoi. Tan Rabbanan Kishetaru Malchus Beis Chashmonoi Zalzeh. When the Beis Chashmonoi finally concluded with a fight. Hayahurkinis mi bachutz aristabulus mi bifnim. Over here, there was a siege. Aristabulus was on the inside, Hurkinis was on the outside. B'chol yom v'yomai mishashlan dinarim b'kufo malen t'mundim. This is also in Meseches Gittin. B'chol yom v'yomai mishashlan dinarim b'kufo. So, how did they bring the carbon tamid? Right here in the Beis Hamikdash. They would lower the dinarim down in a basket, umalem tamidin, and they would bring a carbon tamid in its place. Hayisham zaken echad sheimakir bechachmas yivanis. There was a chacham that was familiar with chachmas yivanis. In other words, he wasn't entirely loyal to us and to the Beis Hamikdash. Lo azlem bechachmas yivanis. He whispered to them in chachmas yivanis. In other words, first he convinced them he was one of them by speaking to them in Greek culture. Amalan calls Mansha Oiskin Ba'avoida, as long as Klal Yisrael is Oiskin Ba'avoida, just like in the Neis Chanukah, when we were Miskaber Ba'avoida, then our enemies can't overcome us. Einim Sarm Yetchem. But as long as you're there, Oseik in the carbon Tamid, by the way, the Bach in Hilchos Chanukah says that we have become weak in our day in and day out actions. That's why Chanukah, there is no Isser Malacha. It's supposed to sanctify the day in and day out. As long as they're strong in their day in, day out, in their daf yomi and other things, and Einim Sarm Yetchem, Lamachar Shul Shulahem Dinarim Bikupa. The next day they lowered down money to pay for the carbon Tamid Vehelem Chazir. And a Chazir was brought up. Kivin Shagil Chetzi Chomanot Sparnav, as it was being brought up the wall. Who knows? Maybe it was the walls of Herod, some of which we still have. Kivin Shagil Chetzi Chomanot Sparnav, the pig put its wall hooves into the walls. Nizdazeh Eretz Yisrael Arba Meos Parsa, and Eretz Yisrael shook 400. Parsa is close to a mile. Amr Ar Adam Shiyah Bosa Shah, at that moment, Amr Ar Adam Shiyah Gadol Chazirim. Curses the person who raises pigs. And curses the person who teaches his son Chachma Yivanis, because at the end it led to the downfall of Klal Yisrael. Val Oisa Shana Shaninu Maisa. And that year we have a tradition that there was a story that they brought the carbonos from an area which was far away, and because Titus had created the siege with, as described over here, with Hurkanus Bechutz and Ristablus Bifnim, These were two brothers from Beis Hashmonai that turned against each other. So then it was very hard for us to get the karbanos. The Gemara clarifies, Eini v'amar Rebbe b'Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, this is a question in regards to learning Yevanis, that we learn, that you learn Lashon Sarsi, that you speak in the language of Sarsi when you learn and when you talk to others. Lama. Eli Lashon HaKosha Lashon Yevanis. So they said it's either speak in Lashon Kodesh or Yevanis, which is, seems that the Chacham countenance Lashon Yevanis. The Amar of Yosef, B'Bavel Lashon Arami. And in Bavel, those who spoke Arami, they asked, why are you speaking Aramis? Lama, why are you speaking Aramis? Ela o Lashon Kodesh, o Lashon Parsi, either Lashon Kodesh or Lashon Parsi. Answers the Gemara, there's a difference, there's Tzvei Dinim. Lashon Yevanis Lechud, V'chachmas Yevanis Lechud. There's one thing when it comes to Greek language, there's another thing when it comes to the wisdom of Yevanis. And when it comes to the wisdom of Yavan, that is Asr. V'chachmas Yevanis Miasir asks the Gemara, is Chachmas Yevanis really Asr? V'amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mishum Rashbag, Maidich Siv. What's the meaning behind the Pasuk in Eicha, Eini Olo L'Nafshi Mikol B'Nois, Iri? Elif Yiladim Hayu B'Beis Abba. There were 1,000 children. Chamesh Malos Lomdu Teirah. V'chamesh Malos Lomdu Chachma Yevanis. 500 of them learned Teirah, 500 Yevanis. V'loi Nishtar Mehen Ela Ani. Kan Ubenachi Abba, and the only ones that were left after the destruction was me and the brother, the son of the brother of Abba Basya. But it's mashma that even in the house of Rebbe Gamliel they used to learn Chachmas Yevanis. And says the Gemara, Shani Shel Beis Rebbe Gamliel, the Krov and the Malchus Havi. You have to be. There are certain instances where it's mutter to learn Chachmas Yevanis, and that was because Rebbe Gamliel was Karul Machlut. This Tesanya, as we learned in a Braisa, Misbar Misaper Komi. This was a certain way of cutting one's hair. Hareza Midarke Amori. You're not allowed to do it. The way in which is that they would cut the hair towards the front, and then they would put a Beliris, that's a form of a chemical that would cause the hair to die, in the back. Aftulus ben Reuven, however, Aftulus the son of Reuven, he tiru l'saper kumi. They allowed him this haircut. Shukar l'malchus shall base, because he was closer to the malchus. Shall base from l'lilo tiru l'chachni v'vamis neishen krov l'malchus instead of krov l'malchus. They needed to know chachmas yivanis. How this applies practically in halacha l'maisa is way beyond our scope. And we did discuss in detail what is the fundamental flaws in the Greek approach to wisdom, that's a challenge to Torah. And that requires a lot of understanding and elaboration today as well. But Pumas Achron Gozu Shalotetze Kala Ba'Pirion. With the last siege, they made exert the Kala can't go out by Pirion. My Taima Mishum Tzniusa. There, Chazal said that she can go out with a Pirion, even though originally they made it also because they were afraid that it was going to lack in the tznius, and the apirion was there to make the kala more tsanua. We learned, and with this we conclude our Masechta Mishnah Beis Rabbi Yochanan Batal Chachma. When Rabbi Yochanan died, Chachma was Batal. Tan Rabban Mishnah Beis Rabbi Eliezer Niknas Sefer Torah. When Rabbi Eliezer died, then the Sefer Torah was put into Geniza. The Mefarshim explained that what that means is that Rebbe Eliezer was such a Baal Halachos, and he was so clear, so then it was, they felt like as if they were burying a Sefer Torah. Mishmeis Rebbe Yeshua Batal Eitzel Machshava, continuing the theme of the Mishnah on the bottom of Mentes Amid Aleph, when Rebbe Yeshua died, then the wisdom of life wisdom, had begun to fall away. Mishmeis Rebbe Akiva Batal Zeroe Torah, when Rebbe Akiva died, Zroei Torah, that means the depths of Torah were lost, and showing how the Tamei Torah of Baal Peh are based on Midrashos, based on Mikros, according to, that was the Koach of Rabbi Akiva. V'nistatmu ma'inois ha'chachma, and the wellsprings of Chachma were closed up. Mishmeis Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah died, batu ha'toros Chachma, the crowns of Chachma were shut down. Shataros Chachamim Ashram. The crowns of the Chachamim are their wealth. In other words, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah used his wealth to show kavod to Torah. Mishmeis Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Batu Anshei Maisa. As we mentioned previously, Reb Chanina ben Nosa Rashi gave us the background from the sugya in Tainis. Mishabes Abba Yossi ben Katnusa Batul Chasidim. Falamanik Mishma Abba Yossi ben Katnusa Shem Kanech Sim Mishabes ben Azai Batul Shaktan Mishabes ben Zom Batul Darshanim Mishabes Rashbago. Olu Gove. When Rashbag passed away, the other things went through quickly because Rashi already explained them previously. When Rabbi Shimon Gamliel passed away, locusts came. V'rabu tzaros, mishemes Rebbe, huchbulu tzaros, the tzaros became double. Mishemes Rebbe, batla anava v'yereschet. When Rebbe passed away, anava v'yereschet was gone. Amalei Rabbi Yosef, lutana, loitesi anava. Ikana, Rabbi Yosef said to Tana, well, don't talk about anava as being batla because I'm still here. Amalei Rav Nachman, lutana, loitisni yereschet, the ikana. Rav Nachman said, don't talk about Yereschet, because I'm still here. Of course, many ask, as our Masechta concludes, it's a funny way to end. It sounds like Gaiva, that Rav Nachman or Rav Yosef say, don't mention those things, because we still fall into that category. It sounds like they're boasting. It could very well be that what Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman are emphasizing is that all Midos Todvos that existed in awesome proportions from the Chachamim that preceded us, we are tiny ants. But what we try to do is take one millionth of what they were. And so therefore, Rav Nachman says, don't be miyayish, don't give up. For sure, compared to the Yereschet of Rebbe, I'm a nothing. Rav Yosef says, compared to the Anav, I'm a nothing. Notice, by the way, each one of them only takes one of the things of Rebbe, and maybe 1/100th of it, but at the end of the day, we still have Chachamim to look up to, that we could learn these Midos from. And Be'ezer Hashem, during the Chevrei Mashiach, those midos should protect us. Hadlar nalach eglarufa usalik ala maseches sota. Baruch Hashem, we've been zocha to be mesayim maseches sota together. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf memtes in maseches sota.